The Perfect Block, A Jesse Hunt Psychological Suspense, Book 2, by Blake Pierce. Narrated by Laura Bannister. Chapter 1. Splinters from the wooden arms of the chair dug into Jessica Thurman's forearms, which were tied to the chair by a coarse rope. The skin on her arms was raw and bleeding in several places from her constant attempts to yank herself free. Jessica was strong for a 6-year-old, but not strong enough to break free of the ropes her captor had strapped to her. She could do nothing but sit there with her eyelids taped open as she watched her own mother stand helplessly before her, her arms manacled to the wooden ceiling beams of the isolated Ozark's cabin where they were both being held. She could hear the whispers of their abductor standing behind her, instructing her to watch, softly calling her Junebug. She knew the voice well. After all, it belonged to her father. Suddenly, with an unexpected strength she didn't think possible, little Jessica flung her body sideways, sending the chair, and her along with it, toppling to the ground. She didn't feel the thud of hitting the floor, which she found odd. She looked up and saw that she was no longer lying in the cabin. Instead, she was on the hallway floor of an impressive modern mansion. And she was no longer 6-year-old Jessica Thurman. She was now 28-year-old Jessie Hunt, lying on the floor of her own home, staring up at a man holding a fireplace poker above his head, about to bring it down on her. But the man was no longer her father. Instead, it was her husband, Kyle. His eyes blazed with frenzied intensity as he thrust the poker down toward her face. She brought her arms up to defend herself, but knew it was too late. Jessie woke up with a gasp. Her hands were still raised above her head as if to block an attack. But she was alone in the apartment bedroom. She pushed herself forward in bed so that she was sitting upright. Her body, along with the bed sheets, were covered in sweat. Her heart was nearly beating out of her chest. She swung her legs off the bed and placed her feet on the floor as she bent over, resting her elbows on her thighs and her head in her palms. After giving her body a few seconds to acclimate to her real surroundings, the downtown Los Angeles apartment of her friend Lacey, she glanced at the bedside clock. It was 3:54 a.m. As she felt the sweat start to dry on her skin, she reassured herself. I am no longer in that cabin. I am no longer in that house. I am safe. These are just nightmares. Those men can't hurt me anymore. But of course, only half of that was true. While her soon-to-be ex-husband, Kyle, was locked up in jail awaiting trial for various crimes, including attempting to murder her, her father had never been captured. He still haunted her dreams regularly. Worse, she had recently learned that even though she had been placed into witness protection as a child, given a new home and a new name, he was still out there looking for her. Jessie stood up and headed for the shower. There was no point in trying to go back to sleep. She knew it would be useless. Besides, an idea was circling in her head, one that she wanted to cultivate. Maybe it was time she stopped accepting that these nightmares were inevitable. Maybe she needed to stop fearing the day her father found her. Maybe it was time to hunt him. Chapter 2. By the time her old college friend and current roommate Lacey Cartwright came out to the breakfast room, Jessie had been awake for over 3 hours. She had brewed a fresh pot of coffee and poured a cup for Lacey, who walked over and took it gratefully as she offered a sympathetic smile. "Another bad dream?" she asked. Jessie nodded. In the 6 weeks that Jessie had been living in Lacey's apartment,